The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome to the 2025 Deadpool Draft. With special guest, Handsome Kevin, Tony and Skeets the Wonder Dog. With host Justin and Vince. Enjoy the show, you sick fucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2025 Deadpool Draft, brought to you by Inconclusive Breakdown and the Shiny Wizards. Yes, that was Vince. I'm sorry. I apologize already.
Joining Don't be us mad that year, I won.
Yeah. Joining us this year, Handsome Kevin.
Woo!
I'm sorry, it's an audio show. Thanks for getting me.
You could have blamed that one on Vince again, you dick.
Yeah. Tony's here.
Yes, and I will be playing the part of Skeets the Wonder Dog this evening.
You gonna lick your balls?
Fuck yeah, dude!
Skeets hasn't had any in about 10 years. And
me or the dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
last year's winner, the 2024 winner.
Ugh.
Vince.
Suck it.
How many years we've been doing this and you finally won?
Oh, good lord.
No, I won the year before with Betty Davis. Not Betty Davis. B. Arthur. No.
B. Arthur? What?
The one, the Golden Girl. What was her name?
Keep going with B names.
I can't think of it. All I know is the St. Olaf stories.
Oh, Betty White.
Yeah, they all look the same.
You want to kill your kids? Vote for me. I'm a woman of color. Vote for me.
God, it's Wino 30 RI.
Best draft right. ever.
Oh, my
the
God.
Rules this year. 1 point per death.
The AKA the Justin rule.
Yeah. Data. I can't do math. And I'm not a mathlete like Tony, so. All right. Pick order this year. Vince, you won. So that gives you number one pick, yes?
Wait, I thought he was going last.
No, we were just fucking with him. So pick order will be in order of finish of last year. Vince, first pick. Kevin, second. Tony, and then myself. So, Vince, you are starting off the 2025 Deadpool Draft with your number one pick of...
Dick Van Dyke.
I knew it, you cocksucker.
Really?
Right after I gotta get him. I've been trying to get him for years.
Oh, yeah?
Trying.
You ever tried getting him roses?
With a name like Dick Van Dyke. I mean,
you figured he'd be a lesbian.
All right. Stress up.
So, obvious number one is off the board. Kevin, your first pick.
I'm gonna go Gene Shalit.
Ah, you prick. Good pick. That's another off the board.
It wasn't on my list, so that's why I'm happy.
Ah.
Ah.
No, had him on my list. Ah.
I am not seeing him on my list, but I know I wanted to take him. Give me Mel Brooks.
God damn it.
Yep.
It's a problem when you have a list of like 60 people. I lose some of them in the sauce. 90
years old.
Like a vault.
I pick him almost every year. I will finish round one with Michael J. Fox.
Wow, this early, huh?
I got to get him before fucking Vince takes him. He has a thing for people that has the shakes.
She was shaking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Snapping her fingers.
Until you said that, I had no idea what fucking song you were talking about. Wow. I know. I fucking know the song. He just wasn't hitting it.
All right, Vince, start us off your second round.
June Lockhart.
Ah, you cocksucker.
I'll get that female power angle.
Damn, that's a good pick. All right. HK.
Gene Hackman.
Mm. Damn it.
Are all your picks going to be Gene's?
That was going to be the plan, yeah.
Nah.
I think Gene the Dancing Machine's already dead, though, isn't he?
There's a couple Gene's still floating.
Oh, shit.
All right, Tony, your second pick.
I get a feeling he's going to live a lot longer, but I'm going to put him up there anyway. Give me Clint Eastwood.
God damn it.
Yeah. I had him on the big board here. Let's see. Give me Frankie Valli.
How dare you?
That's awful.
Is that an Italian hate crime?
They actually just dedicated a street to him nearby in, I want to say, it's like Bloomfield, Newark border. So, and he's still performing. So good on him.
Good Lord. All right. Third round, Vince.
David Attenborough.
Yeah.
98. Adam. He's going to die in the jungle.
Yeah, I'm going to take Steve Mongo McMichael.
Son of a bitch. I think that was a little early. I wasn't expecting him to go. Then again, I wasn't expecting Michael J. Fox this early.
I think his condition, you know.
ALS. Fuck, yeah. All right, Tony, your third pick.
Let's go with... I'm going to go with Captain Kirk. Give me William Shatner.
Damn. That old Jew's going to live forever.
Boy, ahoy vey.
Spock, beam me up.
Give me the voice of Kit and Mr. Feeny, William Daniels.
You're a real piece of shit. You know that, Justin? I had a whole fucking plan. And you just whipped it out. You slid it in.
His name's not Gene. I thought you were safe.
I know it's not Gene, but somewhere along the way, he probably played a Gene.
That's true. That is probably true. All right. Vince, your fourth pick.
Tippi Hedren.
Don't you take her every year?
I do.
Eventually,
she's more toward the bottom, but she's 94. I mean, she's only got a couple good years left in her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. HK, fourth pick.
You fucked up my plan here, but I'm still going to do it. I'm going to take Mrs. Feeny, Bonnie Daniels.
Oh.
Yeah. Fuck the Feenies.
Well, I just figured, you know, hey, don't do that. That's unacceptable. But. I figured they're old enough. If he's driving or she's driving, something goes sideways real quick. So I wanted him as a two-pack.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Justin dropped his dung right in the middle of my two-pack. Not satisfying.
Yeah, but you're playing the game, though. If he does fuck up in a car or an airplane and she's in there with you, get the point, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
All right, Tony.
Alan Greenspan.
Ah.
Shit.
I mean, some of these old fucks have to die this year, right?
What do you would think?
The devil watches their own.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a curveball here for my fourth round pick. Give me Elton John.
Doesn't make me happy either, Justin. Doesn't make me happy either. That's a good pick, man.
Oh, you're going to take Bernie Taupin? I mean, what are you doing here?
Maybe I am.
Maybe I will.
All right, Vince, fifth round.
Give me John Astin.
Yeah. That's a good pick, even though I don't want it to happen.
I don't want it to happen either.
All right. HK.
I'll take Bobby Duvall.
Ooh.
Oh, man, he wasn't even on my list.
Yeah, that's a real good pick. All right, Tony.
Give me Barbara Eden.
Ooh.
Damn it.
Can't take everybody, dude.
That's some bullshit.
Hmm. All right, I will finish out the fifth round. Man, when she goes, literally my entire state will be in mourning. Give me Dolly Parton.
Son of a bitch. I was going to take that.
Who wouldn't?
18 to 80. She's only 78.
Six.
We got 2 years. Number six. I'm going to go with Robert Wagner.
Man who allegedly did something back in the day, allegedly.
Yeah, with what's his name?
Yeah. Who was that now that I can't think of the other person?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, that's right.
Oh!
Oh. She walked in on us. We don't know what happened.
Oh, that was what's her name? Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
For some reason, I never knew it as a kid. She was like my mother's favorite actress. And like, she had like pictures of her and stuff. I don't remember much else about Natalie Wood other than she drowned.
Allegedly.
Whoops.
All right, HK, sixth pick.
I'm taking Elizabeth Waldo. Ooh.
Where is she? I feel like we're taking this too seriously this year.
What happened?
I really do. Like, we're really concentrating and shit.
Oh, I came in second, and Justin doesn't even give me like a, hey, the second place. He doesn't do anything. It's all a fucking Justin show, all right? And now I have to win because I want that awesome introduction. That's what I want, so I'm taking it seriously.
Yeah, here's a guy that won.
Yeah, that's what happened.
All right, Tony, we're up to you.
I kind of want to take her, but I think it's going to be too early to do it. Somebody I go back to pretty frequently. Give me Doc Severinsen.
He's still alive?
Yep.
Yeah, that was my first question. How he outlived them all, I don't know. All right, I will finish off round six with somebody I was surprised is still alive. Gary Glitter.
Oh!
Maybe him and Buck Zumoff, 2-for-1. Oh,
Jesus Christ, Elton John and Gary Glitter, dude? What are you trying to tell us?
Hello, LGBT boy!
Go aways, yeah.
Hello, Frisco!
Is
Rip Taylor still alive?
No, sadly. Vince cried for a week. All right, seventh round, Vince.
You joke, but I was kind of upset. Give me Carol Burnett.
Good call. Ooh. I like that pick. I like it a lot.
They're all gone except for her.
Vicki Lawrence still around?
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right. HK, seventh round picks.
All right.
Michael Caine.
Damn it. Yeah. He was up on the list and hadn't taken him yet. That's a great pick. All right, Tony.
Let me just check something. I gotta make sure because this is another one that's like, yeah, he's still with us. Give me Barney Miller, Hal Linden.
Oh.
He gonna die.
Bushy, bushy.
Well, you took him, and right under him on my list, we will finish off round seven with Alan Alda.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
He was on the list, too.
I'm just going to wipe out MASH just to mess with Vince.
I'll weep for like a month after that. I won't be the same.
I'm not taking Michael McDonald. I'm just telling you. I won't do that to you.
Handsome Kevin, who did you take that round?
Michael Caine.
Yeah, he took Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Okay. So we are up to round number eight.
Round eight. Give me Bruce Willis.
That was the one that I don't know how long he can live with his condition.
Nobody took him yet. I was like, oh, man.
What you talking about, Willis?
God, I just see now. Now is the kind of time where I'm like, okay, is the illness? How poor are they doing? Like that's the kind of thought that kicks in now. I'm gonna go with
not morbid at all.
No, not really morbid. I mean, quite honestly, if any of these people die, it's not going to affect my daily life whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm gonna. This guy, I don't want to say I'm cheering for it, but it's really not going to bother me even less. Phil Robertson.
Which one is that?
The dad from Duck Dynasty.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, see you later.
Yeah, I thought it was just dementia, though. No.
Or has he got other shit? No, he's got something else too. Yeah.
Yeah. 78.
All right. Tony, round 8 pick.
There's a couple of centenarians that I still have on my list that I've been thinking about, but it's coming down to those last choices. Give me Harvey Weinstein.
Ooh.
I'll take a shot on a sick and homely
Jew.
Yeah.
Kid fucker. I mean,
all right. Like, column A, column B.
Dicks.
Hey, I got word from Harvey from the from an undisclosed location.
I love cops.
There you go. Sorry, I felt the need to just drop a couple sounds in the show.
I will finish off round number 8 with Wendy Williams.
Oh God, that's a great fucking pick. Completely off my radar, dude. Wow.
That's why you're so serious. You can be happy now. You took the two people that are going to die this year. All right. Damn.
Yay. Death.
Yeah. It was Wendy or Phil for me, and I went Phil.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Vince Tartt, round 9.
Give me Willie Nelson. He's 91.
I thought he was
dead. The pot will only keep him alive so much longer.
No, he's around forever.
All right, Handsome Kevin.
Oh, this is probably the toughest one. I know who the last pick is. I know. I got the last one locked in. I know he's not on anybody's board. I got that locked in. This is the toughest pick I'm going to have to make. Fuck me in the ass.
Really?
Right here? Vince?
I'm going to go with Dave Coulier.
You cocksucker.
Cut it out. God
damn it. Does Alanis sing at the funeral? That's the real question.
Yes. God, I hope.
It should have been Stamos.
She sucked that dead guy's dick.
In a row?
Oh, that ain't right.
All right, Tony, your 9th round pick.
Son of a bitch. Dave Coulier being gone kind of fucked me up. Not in a good way either, Vince. Let me see. Gives me nobody took Doc, right? Give me Christopher Lloyd.
No.
Well, it's a race to see who goes first. Is it Doc or Marty?
Great Scott. Well,
it'll end up being Biff. This is the way we pick. Let's see here. Handsome Kevin, since I didn't give you the good intro, would you pick heads or tails, please, sir?
I'm going to have to go with tails. Tails never fails.
Ooh, it was heads. So that means I am finishing round 9 with the Pope.
Which one?
The current guy.
Oh.
Pope
current guy.
Didn't what's his name die already? Or is he still kicking?
B16 still kicking. But Francis is still alive. So that is my 9th round pick.
Wow. Pope Frankie?
Yep. We are to our last round of picks, gentlemen.
For my last one, give me Frank Langella.
Oh, that'll break your heart.
It will, actually.
I got one that'll break your heart, Vince.
Oh.
Got retired adult film star. Vanessa Del Rio.
Ooh.
Kind of surprised she's still with us.
So am I.
You ate that dead chick's ass?
Oddly enough, Atlanta still sings at the funeral. I don't get it. She's still there.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah. Don't you think?
All right, Tony, your last pick.
Huh. I want to take him, but I think he might have turned a corner because I was kind of expecting him to die when Top Gun Maverick came out and the son of a bitch is still with us.
He's taking Kilmer. Damn.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking him, though. You know what? I'm going to go Goofy. Give me Imelda Marcos.
She
up there, too. So many good ones left on my
shoes, right?
Yes.
All right. I didn't want to take this one, but you guys mentioned this particular person almost every time we game together. So I have to take for the final pick.
Satellite asshole.
Gotta go to the satellite asshole.
Clarence Carter.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
He's still alive?
Yes, he is. He was on my list. I was debating taking him, but
I thought he was picking Manji.
Jesus Christ. Ooh shit, Clarence Carter.
I should have said mentioned in a loving way.
Damn.
God damn.
All right, here is how the lists came out. Vince has taken Dick Van Dyke, June Lockhart, David Attenborough, Tippi Hedren, John Astin, Robert Wagner, Carol Burnett, Bruce Willis, Willie Nelson, and Frank Langella. Handsome Kevin. The wonderful and amazing Handsome Kevin.
Well, thank you, Justin.
All right, he took Gene Shalit, Gene Hackman, Gene Steve McMichael, Gene Bonnie Daniels, Gene Robert Duvall, Gene Elizabeth Waldo, Gene Michaelkine, Gene Phil Robertson, Gene Dave Coulier, and Gene Vanessa Del Rio. What that's a list, boy. That's, yeah.
You know, after you said it, I thought about just going with it. Gene Simmons, just any Gene I could think of.
Yeah.
Gino Toretta.
Sure.
Gina Lola Brigida.
Tony took Mel Brooks, Clint Eastwood, Shatner, Alan Greenspan, Barbara Eden, Doc Severinsen, Hal Linden, Harvey Weinstein, Christopher Lloyd, and Imelda DeMarcos, the left field cricket player there. I took the other MJF, Frankie Valli, William Daniels, Elton John, Dolly Parton, Gary Glitter, Alan Alda, Wendy Williams, Da Pope, and Clarence Carter.
I think I'm most impressed by Wendy Williams getting picked. That was completely not on my radar.
Who was, if we would have went two more picks, who was everybody's next two picks would have been?
So I only have two names left on my list. So that's easy for me. James Vanderbeek.
Oh, damn.
And Ric Flair.
Ooh. Oh, Flair.
Kind of surprised nobody went with Vince McMahon, honestly.
I've taken him the last few years, but he's
a cyborg.
Pretty much. Unless, he comes up with another sex toy. And this one's called Big E.
I would have, I probably would have taken Julie Andrews.
Oh,
and Justin.
I'm surprised nobody took me.
The only feet picks I ever get is ones wrapped in barbed wire.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I did. Oh my God.
I bleed a little.
Yeah.
Tony, who would you have?
I was thinking the whole time, and I decided not to take her. So if I had two more choices, I would have went with Eva Marie Saint. She's an oldie time actress, and she hit the three digits. So that probably would have been the way I've gone, considering we're doing the Justin scoring this year. Mm-hmm. And I mean, probably would have went Judi Dench.
No.
Sorry, it's not exciting or sexy or anything, but I'm trying to win.
The only really two I was debating taking was Asian actor extraordinaire James Hong, who's been in everything.
Damn, I forgot James Hong.
Hong, where is my automobile?
And Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh, how's she doing? She must be like Skeletor-ish.
Well, she looked 80 when she was doing the show in the 80s, so.
Nobody took Joe Biden. Nobody took Nancy Pelosi.
Nobody took Trump.
Nobody took, well, I mean, I left him for you, Pookie. But,
hey, the way things are going, that could have been an easy win.
Well, yeah, they had two attempts last year. Just...
Yeah.
So I thought about throwing, like, names in a hat for my last pick and just pulling out any adult film star right now. That's, like, top of the, because they don't fucking last. No. And that's what I thought about doing. But then I was like, you know what? If the young ones don't last, how many old ones are there left? And that's how I landed on Vanessa Del Rio. That's how I got to that one.
12 gauge in the mouth, the last load they ever take. Yeah.
Yep. You know,
hey, that's right now in that industry. It's bad.
Not necessarily. They still got to go to the coroner.
Yeah. Wow. We ain't got a necro drop. All right.
Sorry, I was researching porn stars. As a matter of fact, Wikipedia has a pornographic performers by decade page, which is actually really fucking helpful.
That's where I went.
See, I was thinking Ron Nina Jeremy. Hartley. Like Nina Hartley's like, well, he's in jail too. He's probably not much longer.
Yeah, he's not getting out. Yeah.
Huh. Nina Hartley's only 65. I thought she was significantly older than that.
Yeah, I think Vanessa Del Rio is 72 or 77. I can't remember.
No, she's just been ran through a lot.
And I think she was big in the 70s, I think.
That's Vanessa Del Rio, yes. I have her listed here in the 70s. Yeah. Good Lord, what did she do to her fun bags?
Did she get some enhancement talent, Tony? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. If you had to guess what her real name is, what would you say?
Something Lopez.
Maybe close. Wow, that was really close, dude. Her name is Ana Maria Sanchez.
Ooh.
And she's Cuban and Puerto Rican. I thought she was black. What no, do I no. know?
Ana Maria, no here.
No.
No here.
God, that's a better porn star name than Vanessa Del Rio.
Right? Ana Maria Sanchez?
Yeah.
I was surprised nobody took old Prince Charles.
Yeah, he's not doing too great either, right? Like rumor was that he's kind of got the C and stuff like that.
I thought he was a hologram.
Or a lizard people, yeah.
Oh, that's a thing still?
Sure, why not?
Fuck it.
There's drones over New Jersey. Nobody gives a shit anymore. So,
well, Matt doesn't give a shit. I don't know about everybody not giving a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Nah.
Well, you go on vacation in your backyard. What do you really give a shit
about? I don't go on the fucking vacation in my fucking backyard. I go to Jersey.
Yeah, you don't have time for us anymore.
I got time. I got time for you. I got all the time you need. What do you need? Time? I got you.
Nobody took Ozzy.
Ozzy's one of those guys that's never going to die.
Yeah, I noticed Keith Richards was on nobody's list.
Alice Cooper's still with us, too, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, see a theme there?
The Reverend Alice Cooper.
Good Lord.
He's 76. Alice Cooper's 76.
There's so many people that I've taken in years past, though, that I completely like skipped over. Like Herb Alpert was on my list. Wink Martindale, nobody took. Yoko Ono, nobody took.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
I think that's just a we all hope for. Really? Wait, how many Beatles? There's two Beatles left, right? Paul and Ringo?
Yep.
Nope, just one.
Oh, yeah, because Paul died in the 60s.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, alrighty, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you, gentlemen. Hopefully one of us wins and it doesn't end in a four-way nothing tie. Because that's our luck. So, wish for death.
Not a lot, but just enough for Tony to win this year. That's all.
That's it. That's,
yeah, just one. Just come on, just one.
I just want to win one.
Just give Tony. Let me pull up his. Let Barbara Eden go.
Yeah, Barbara Eden's way past her prime at this point. Come on.
Do you have a history of the Deadpool? I know this is my second time in.
Who's done this, like, every year?
For how many years?
This is what, Vince 6? Thanks for chiming in, bud.
No, no, it's been longer than that.
Still looking at the fucking porn.
Yeah, he's still looking at the database.
No, the boy came out. He gave me a weird look.
Yeah, I think this is, yeah, 7, maybe our 7th.
7. So yeah. In the 5 prior to me being part of this.
Yes.
And this was Vince's first win. Tony, you've never won?
I'm not sure. How long? I've been doing this, what? This is my 4th year doing this?
This is your 4th. I think you might have won your first year.
Oh, that God. We'd have to look back. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because so, I know, like, yeah, I've only won, I think, 1.
So who the fuck's winning all these?
Vince.
Okay.
No, oh, wait. The first it was couple, a short the, one, and then Timmy won, and...
Oh, that's yeah. right. Yeah, you guys were doing them with Tim and Short. Yeah.
So it's been like 10 years.
God, it has. Oh, my God.
5 years. It's been like 10.
Nothing counts after 2020. That's what it
is. Well, this is my year. This is my year.
This is your year. I believe this is Handsome Kevin's year.
Yeah, if his Deadpool picks are anything like his fucking pay-per-view picks, he's a shoo-in.
Suck it for me one time!
God. I'm kind of glad that the Shining Wizards are pivoting to a Deadpool instead of a fucking pay-per-view pick thing.
Man, you guys squirming was the best part.
Oh, I did not squirm, sir.
AJG just squirming. Ah, love
guys,
it.
I really don't want him to die, but
I don't want him to die. That's loser talk, bud.
He doesn't listen to this, right?
He doesn't listen to our show either. He doesn't listen to anything. The Michael K on whatever time he's on.
Well, on the major pod.
Oh, yeah, the major pod.
Yeah.
You know, the vanilla guys. I did that for you, HK.
The one flavor podcast.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Wow.
Mint on card. Yeah. Yeesh. All right. Well, big thanks to Tony and Handsome Kevin for doing it again this year. I think that's it.
Well, thanks to Vince for winning. Thanks to Justin for fucking trudging along doing this every year.
I show up.
It's a labor of love. I get it. I get it.
Someday we'll make money at this, Vince, I promise.
Yeah, fuck it. I've given up on that a long time ago, bud.
About 10 years ago. Yeah.
It's all about the love.
And hopefully Clarence Carter makes it.
Right.
Ooh, shit.
All right. We'll talk to everybody later.
Bye.